Over the decades has died. Details from ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Kentucky Fried Movie kicked off the zany deadpan comedy from Jim Abrahams and the brothers Jerry and David Zucker.
It will knock your socks off.
Then the mega hit Airplane created a plethora of dialogue quotes.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Airplane grossed over $80 million in North America during its 1980 theatrical run and more since. Airplane begat the Police Squad movies and TV series.
Jim Abrahams was 80. Boston area teachers unions pushing Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey to show support for two strikes, now in their third week. Schools in Beverly and Marblehead remain closed, no agreements in sight. Teacher Holly Currier calling a meeting with the governor disappointing.
This is a which side are you on moment.
Teachers pushing for better pay and benefits, Healey calling the strike unacceptable and harmful. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Partly cloudy and cold tonight with a low of 22. Mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, high 37. Increasing clouds tomorrow night. Few flurries are possible with a low of 20. Blustery with a few clouds on Thanksgiving Day. A small chance of snow showers in the evening with a high of 29. And much colder with clearing clouds on Friday and a high of 21. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the south at around 2 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 25 degrees.
Living room sets starting at $699.99. Just in time for the holidays. Shop A-Plus Furniture today.
What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Don't wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Well, ask anybody, I'm a pretty good guy, and the looks decent wagon didn't pass me by. There ain't nothing in my past that I'm trying hard to hide, and I don't understand why I gotta wonder why. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? I wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? A lot of bull gets shot. One will think I'm kind of cute and laugh at every joke I got. When I get to thinking, maybe she's a thinking, maybe not. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Don't wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Super Walmart, so I bumped into a pretty girl shopping cart, but all I did was bring her eggs and bruise her artichoke hearts. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Don't wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Yeah, what's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Cut way above the knee. She already got the hang turned on. Two-piece peeking out of mossy oak tee. I got the windows down. She got me tied up in the cab of this K5 fixer up. Zipco next to the waiters. My baby loves it when I take her and put her in the middle of some acres. Little ready and itty with some makers. Little shotgun right in a gator. My baby loves it when I take her rolling through the pasture, ball cap backwards. Get her heels off of the concrete. Get her barefoot dancing in the cold creek. Out in the country, my baby loves it when I fire up the blazer and put her in the middle of some acres. Put her in the middle of some acres. Put her in the middle of a Georgia farm. Let her roots run wild and free, and wrap her up in my arms. Let her love all night on me. Play her something with a fiddle moon sitting in the middle, star shining like nickels. Yeah, put her in the middle of some acres. Little ready and a yeti with some acres. Little shotgun right in a gator. My baby loves it when I take her pulling through the pasture, ball cap backwards. Get her heels off of the concrete. Get her barefoot dancing in the cold creek. Out in the country, my baby loves it when I fire up the blazer and put her in the middle of some acres. Yeah, put her in the middle of some acres. Get her in a red clay field around 2 a.m. Guitar and a hickory fire. Pass it back and forth, some rolled in a paper. My baby loves it when I take her and put her in the middle of some acres. Sipping on a favorite moonshine flavor. She about to blow a back 40 breaker, yeah. Cause my baby loves it when I take her and put her in the middle of some acres. Little ready and a yeti with some acres. A little shotgun riding a gator. My baby loves it when I take her.
us to the sand. It's all we talked about lately. I packed the car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morn till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Well, there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? Back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Austin.
It's time for high school sports once again on the radio. It's the very first night boys basketball teams in the state can schedule games, and there are a number of them, including our featured broadcast from the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. The Richland Center Hornets are playing host to Viroqua in area boys basketball. It follows tonight's Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
Girls basketball games this evening. River Valley is at Potosi Cassville, Lodi at Wisconsin Dells, DeSoto at La Crescent, Sparta at Baraboo, and Viroqua at Cashton. North Crawford is at Riverdale for girls basketball, Belmont at Cuba City, Lancaster at Darlington, Schulzburg at Dodgeville, and Richland Center at Wisconsin Heights. Boys basketball, Westby at Mauston, Ithaca opens up at Royal. It's Weston at Wantiwok Center, Lafarge at Brookwood. River Valley travels to Mount Horeb, Cashton at Kickapoo, and Riverdale at Seneca, Wisconsin Dells at Portage. This is the first night boys basketball games can be scheduled. Argyles at Southwestern, Lancaster at Barneveld, Iowa Grant at Belmont, Schulzburg at Boscobel, River Ridge at Fenimore, and Viroqua at Richland Center.
Proud to serve our local community, City Utilities of Richland Center is committed to supporting our area youth. With a team of dedicated local professionals, we provide top quality service at the lowest possible cost for our water, wastewater, and electric customers. As a proud member owner of WPPI Energy, we're helping our community grow and thrive for the future. Richland Center, a public utilities community since 1880, working for you every day.
Is your vehicle winter ready? At Cornerstone Service, they know the importance of winter tires for safe driving. Don't wait. Now's the time to order your tires before stock runs out. With expert service and reliable brands, Cornerstone Service has you covered for the season ahead. And in honor of Veterans Day, they're offering a 10% discount for veterans throughout the month of November. Call or stop by Cornerstone Service to prepare your vehicle for winter and thank a veteran with every mile.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Richland Center boys coach Brian Poles joins us. Brian, how did the scrimmage go the other night for the Hornets?
I thought it went well for us. I think there were a lot of things to take away from. There was good and teachable moments, which is that's why I say it went well. I think we saw a little bit of both things that we could point out and say, you know, that was what we're looking for. That's exactly what we've been talking about, and then. You know, there were some things that it made it more clear, things we've got to work on. You know, it's always interesting when you go into those for the first time. Conditioning is such a factor. You've only been practicing, you know, for 4 days. And so we get off the bus and we play Toma, and they're a big physical team, and we really exerted ourselves. And then we played the second one right away against Westby, and they had just gotten off the bus. They were fresh. And so that really was, it was a big factor in just – how we perceived how that went. And so playing fatigued was a great lesson out of it. And I think that, we're going to really benefit early on from being able to play that.
Since your time as coach, this is probably one of the most experienced groups you've had back, isn't it?
That's true. We have really, except for one senior from last year, everyone back, all five starters. One injury that will also affect us this year, so much experience coming back and still, you know, some young experience. Jaden Shupp's going to be the starting point guard again as a sophomore. Two juniors, two seniors. You know, similar to how we started things last year. So still not a really senior dominated team, but. Definitely have a great group of seniors who've had a lot of experience, and now that everyone has had that year together, we're really looking to have a nice step forward this season.
As I was going to say, I think you set the bar a little higher. I think expectations are a little higher this year, aren't they?
No question, absolutely, and that's just natural how these tend to progress. I think there's a tendency. We can't just assume that's going to be the case. There's still going to be, you know, a couple really good teams in our conference. We have to put the work in. We have to set that standard in practice. We have to push each other, continue to get better. But I've already seen it in the first week. You know, our practices are definitely more intense. The guys coming back after a year of that full season of varsity have a better understanding of the work you got to put in. So it's been a really good first week. I've been really happy with how we've done.
We'll have more from Brian in just a moment on WRCO Sports.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
All American,
Save on so many items during the November sale at All American Do It Center. Save 40% on an outdoor timer for your Christmas light display. Save up to 25% on select painting supplies, rollers, trays, and tape. Save up to $300 on select closeout outdoor grills. Plus, save on winter supplies, including shovels, space heaters, and sidewalk salt. Shop local during the November sale, now through December 1st at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
There's good news for those suffering from gum disease. Williams and Pierce Family Dental is now offering treatment without cutting or stitches. With laser bacteria reduction, WP Dental can treat moderate to severe gingivitis and periodontitis so you can quickly return to your normal routine. You'll heal naturally with full retention of your gums. If you suffer from tender, red, swollen, or bleeding gums, call 647-3993 for an appointment to evaluate your condition. Or visit Williams & Pierce Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Brian Pauls, Richland Center boys coach, is our guest. Brian, what do you know about Viroqua coming in here for the opener Tuesday night?
Well, they do have some talent coming back, three starters from last year. I think the thing about Viroqua is that they don't have as much depth as coming back. You know, you look at us, we just talked about that. You know, we've got all five starters coming back, and, you know, we've got two or three guys that have experience coming off our bench. That's not going to be the case for Viroqua. But at the top, McDowell's a guard. He was injured last year in our tournament game. He hurt his knee, but he's coming back as a senior. He's going to have a great year. He's a really, really good player. And they got a couple of kids on the inside coming back, 6'4", and then just a really strong forward senior that played a good role for them last year. So this is going to be a really good test. I think it's probably two fairly evenly matched teams. And we played each other, you know, twice last year, so I think we know each other pretty well. Really interested after our good week of practice last week. I'm excited to actually see what we look like in this first game.
I know it's not a lot of practice time, but are you grateful to get a game in before Thanksgiving to kind of see where you're at?
I actually tend to be on the other side, you know. And don't get me wrong, we're excited to play, but to have the extra time. I always like that a little bit. It does feel a little rushed. But, you know, as a player, this is what you want. You want that game as soon as possible because that's why you play, to be able to get on the court. So I think our guys are excited. And like I've said a couple of times now, with our experience, we've had a good first week of practice. It'll be interesting to see if we can carry that over into this first game.
We probably say it every year, but I believe the league, the Southwest Conference, is going to be pretty balanced, isn't it?
It is. Platteville they had a great season last year. They were 2 minutes away from making the state semifinals, and they still have a lot coming back. The league MVP is coming back for Platteville, so they're going to be really good. The other four teams, you know, I think you're right. I think there's going to be some balance. I think we're going to see a lot of competitive games, those 50-50 games that are close. Maybe, you know, that home court advantage is going to come into play certain nights. So it's going to be a really competitive league. We're right in the middle of thick of things. We've got to we got to prove ourselves, even though we think we're going to be a much better team. And, you know, we get it started first game tomorrow night.
How is the team health-wise getting into the first game?
Pretty good, actually. We had a couple that were nicked up coming out of football. And fortunately, you know, we had about a five-week break in between that. So I think we had one on Friday night, maybe a tweaked ankle, but we'll see how that is tonight in practice. Otherwise, you know, as far as illness goes, injury goes, we're actually in good shape to start it out.
What do you have to improve on the most if you're going to take that next step this year?
It's consistency for us. I think that You know, last year you saw a lot of ups and downs, especially with our youth. For us to win more games and be better is just leveling out the highs and the lows. So we talked a lot about last week, just, you know, we averaged about 20 turnovers a game last year. That's going to be a big metric for us, being able to protect the basketball. If we can play somewhere around 15, even five extra possessions where we get shots, is going to make a huge difference. You know, defensively, and especially defensively rebounding the basketball, we think we have a nice size advantage, and we really have to translate that into some success rebounding the ball and winning the battle on the glass. If we can do those two things, we think we're going to be a lot better.
Sounds good. We look forward to seeing it. Center, Richland Center against Viroqua on Tuesday night. Thanks for talking with us, Brian. Good luck this year.
Thank you, Phil.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
A comfort. Time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
Final portion of the pregame tonight. We're talking to Coach Matt Mezra of Viroqua, head coach. Coach, your first time out here. What do you expect in the game tonight?
Well, we played Richland Center twice last year, and we you know, they bring back most of their team from a year ago. They've got some very talented bigs. Their guards, I'm assuming, are going to be much improved from a year ago. So we're expecting a very competitive game tonight against a team that is in our regional. So it's an important game right out of the gate.
Yeah, you played them twice last year, and that doesn't usually happen. So you know one another pretty well, don't you?
Yeah, we do, and that was, you know, was big for us. You know, we were able to beat them twice last year. We were pretty, you know, the first game was a big victory for us, and then the playoff game was an overtime one. So, I mean, it's one of those things where we saw how much better Richland Center got from the beginning of the season to the end, and that's, you know, that tip off the hat to them. I mean, they took us all the way to overtime, and so it was one of those things that, like I said, we're expecting nothing less than that tonight.
Who do you expect to be the tough teams to beat in the Coulee this year, Coach?
Well, I think anytime you have West Salem and GET, those are always the top two programs that come to mind. And you know, from what I'm seeing, Westby, they're really good. You look at, you know, Onalaska Lutheran, they're 2 years removed from a gold ball going into their trophy case. So, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of teams. Good news for us is there's a lot of new faces. The guys that were, you know, the premier players in the league last year, the Cody Schmitz and the Tamarian Hendersons and those type of kids are graduated now, thankfully. But, you know, as life in the Coulee goes, they'll find, you know, four more guys just like them. So it's going to be a really competitive year. And like I said, hopefully if we can kind of establish ourselves a little bit like we did a year ago, build on some of those successes we had, maybe we can be in that top two or three.
You have some pretty good size this year, height-wise, don't you?
Yeah, we've got some experience in there, too. You know, we've got three kids that have played some various amounts of varsity minutes for my entire time here, led by Solomon Murdoch and Matthew Weston up front, two big, strong physical kids, and then Benson McDowell, our senior guard, who's, you know, really an injury ended his season a year ago. Otherwise, he was definitely heading to, you know, having, I think he was averaging something like 17 or 18 points a game for us, and a kid that we really rely on to lead us. So, you know, with those three guys we're going to really rely on, and then we've got some youngsters coming in that I think complement those three really well. So, you know, if we can pick them out to be in a good, you know, we play some good defense. You know, some things that we got to work on our side yet that we haven't quite mastered yet. We started what, a week ago, week and a half ago. So, you know, we got a lot of things to work on. But I really like our team. I think we've got one of those teams that complements each other really well. 9 or 10 guys that we can play at any moment.
Now I go back my first year broadcasting. Baroka was a conference team, and I know you're not anymore. But you still play just about all the teams in the Southwest, some of those old conference rivals, don't you?
Yeah, it's with the regionals the way they are, and then, and of course, the 24 games, you're trying to find some local non-conference games. So we're playing Dodgeville, we're playing Richland Center, we're playing Prairie du Chien. You know, we're pretty well versed in playing the SWC, and we were kind of lucky last year. We were able to sweep the SWC, so hopefully it's one of those things, again, that, you know, once again, it goes back to seeding, right? You want to get those, you know, we were a 6 last year. We want to get another home game again this year in the playoffs. In order to do that, you got to beat teams like Richland Center and put yourself ahead of the ball a little bit.
And Richland Center and you, do you match up pretty well here on the court tonight?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very close game either way. Like I said, you know, that first game you never quite know, right? I mean, we had a scrimmage on Friday night that, you know, for us, you know, came in with one expectation, saw some different things. We were able to put some things together and try to fix them, but this early. I mean, you know, we in a 24-game season, you know, back when I first started coaching probably 15 years ago, you only had 22 games, and you didn't play before Thanksgiving. So it's just what it is. I mean, it is for everybody. You just, you know, that first game for us, biggest thing is we get it out of the way, play as hard as you can, try to see as many positive things as you can, and then try to compete as well as you can.
Always good to see you, Coach. Good luck this season.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it, Bill.
Matt Mazura joining us here on WRCO Radio, and we'll be back with the game next here on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, hello everyone. Welcome to Boys Basketball, the season opener tonight for both clubs, Viroqua and Richland Center. Continuing the warm-ups, the early game, the JV1 game, I had to do a double take because it was the same school colors, but Richland Center's JV1 actually played Hillsboro, and the JV2 team played Viroqua at the middle school tonight. So in the JV1 game, it was Hillsboro getting the win against Richland Center, 43-38, the final in that one. Here in the nightcap, the varsity action, the Richland Center Hornets in the latest pick from Wisconsin yearbook. They are picked 5th in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Platteville picked by the coaches to finish 1st, then Lancaster, then River Valley, Dodgeville, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. With the veterans that Richland Center has back, I would think there's a fine chance that they can finish higher than that and do well in the conference. But it starts tonight, trying to make some improvements, and they certainly were doing that toward the end of last year and playing together. They've got some players that have played a lot in the offseason. On the other side, Viroqua finished last year in the middle of the pack. They are picked by the coaches to finish 6th this year. West Salem, Luther, GET, Arcadia, Black River Falls, and Viroqua, and then Westby in that order. Coming up, game time between these two clubs. This is high school boys basketball coverage tonight, live on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Some preliminary announcements being made to the crowd that have gathered here. Looks like we're going to have our national anthem sung by a group of Richland Center High School choir students. They make their way to the sideline here, both teams lining up along courtside to face the flag here this evening. Now, from Richland Center High School, tonight's national anthem.
Oh,
tonight, performed prior to game time by five or six choir members adorned in blaze orange. That is the theme tonight for the Richland Center student body. We'll be back with the starting lineups in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Experience is the best teacher, and Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has it in spades. Larry, Shelley, and Chris Jar lead the way with years of hands-on expertise. Chris brings the kind of knowledge that only comes from time in the field. When your pump or well has an issue, trust Chris Jar and the team at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. They offer 24-hour service, so help is always just a call away. Reach them at 608-649-4488.
Thinking about new window treatments for your home? Or how about a cordless upgrade to your current cellular pleated or wood blinds for a sleeker look? Stop in at Bailey Paint and Decorating today. Talk to Steve, Bailey's blind man. Steve will handle all the measuring and installation to take the stress out of fitting new blinds. Give your home a fresh new look with new window treatments and professional installation from Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
We are set for tip-off time. The tip control, Garrison Weiss to Trayton Shep, and we're underway with the Richland Center basketball season. Shep goes far side. There's a drive shot on the way by Dosh. No good. Rebounded by Liam Fingerson. Back to Jaden Shep. Shep pulls up. Nothing. Gives it back to the near side, and the Hornets working it around a matchup defense. The Blackhawks disguising the zone. Ball goes left side now. Top of the wheel. Over to the far side. It's taken by Weiss. Stolen away by the Viroqua Blackhawks. Tyler Lind is number zero. He's joined in the backcourt by Matthew Weston, number two. Benson McDowell, number three. Colton Peterson, number four. Salon Murdoch, number 11 for the Blackhawks. And a traveling call. They turn it over. On the other side, number one, Jaden Shep, a 6-foot sophomore. Number three, Brady Dodge for Richland Center, a 5'11 junior. Number 40, 6'8 senior, Garrison Weiss. Number 42, 6'6 junior, Liam Fingerson. And number 44, 6'4 senior, Wes Bosworth. It's been a while since the Hornets have had that kind of height. Dosh down to Weiss, deep baseline. Back to Dosh, near side. Shep for three, on the way, good! And that's the way you start the scoring for the season. Hornets up 3-0. Blackhawks bring it along the near side, and now top of the wheel. Lind goes to the right side, now back to the left. Free throw line left, pulls up. Nothing there, near side, Colton Peterson. Peterson, right side, McDowell. Hornets pushing him along the perimeter. On a dribble drive, nowhere to go for McDowell. Bounce feed, low block, taken there. Now back for a kick out. Three on the way, no good for Peterson. And the rebound, taken down by Wes Bosworth. Bosworth with the outlet pass, and the Hornets set the offense. Near side, Fingerson out. Throws to Shep, far side, deep baseline, drives low, and the ball is stripped, taken away by McDowell. McDowell, three-on-three break, ball feed, Peterson, baseline. Inside, slipping as Benson kicks it back out. Two-pointer on the way, and good by Solomon Murdoch. And Viroqua is on the board. It is 3-2. 2 minutes into the ball game. Jaden Shep, left side, Brady Dosh, penetrates a bit, gives it down low. Weiss lost the handle. Fingerson tried to save it, but it's touched last by Viroqua, it looks like. Falling out of bounds was Colton Peterson. And the Hornets will get the ball. Garrison Weiss will put it in play. Four-quarter out of bounds set up now. And here we go. Inbound for a quick feed, and the shot on the way, no good for Dosh. Bosworth gets the rebound, and he lumbers in and scores. 5-2, Richland Center. Titan Lind takes it across the timeline, stops, pivots. Ball knocked away, now picked up by McDowell. And he'll set it up off a screen to the left. Pulls up in a crowd. Nothing. Gives it back down the handoff to Peterson. Colton has it knocked away by Gary Weiss. Up ahead to Dosh. Dosh bounced off him, and now it's knocked off by Viroqua. And out of bounds. Hornets going to push it a little bit. And they're going to call it off the Hornets. It will be Viroqua basketball at midcourt. Into the game is Trayton Shep for Richland Center. Garrison Weiss comes out. And the Hawks with the basketball. 5-2 early on. Richland Center with the lead. Time is called. And right now, I'm not sure. Official timeout, but we're back to action. Here comes Viroqua with the basketball. Tight and Lind. Lind moves it near side. Swings it back to McDowell. McDowell off the screen right. Lost the handle. Goes back to get it. Good pressure by the Hornets. Lind drives, leans in, shakes the D, shot no good, foul called on the Hornets. That'll be on Trayton Shep, first foul of the ball game. That makes it a 5-2 score. And going to the free throw line, number three, Benson McDowell. Couple of dribbles, free throw in the air, and that one is good. So it is 5-3. Viroqua coached by Matt Mesra, assisted by longtime coach Dennis Finger. That saw a lot of success with Kickapoo in the 1990s. Free throw is good by McDowell. That makes it 5-4. Assistants Ryan Gaston from the Ithaca area and Shane Peterson, former Viroqua standout. Hornets lose it in the corner, knocked away, picked up by Viroqua. Here they go, Colton Peterson, 2-on-2, slows it up, throws it back now to McDowell. McDowell throws it low. Caught on the baseline, directing traffic is Weston. And he'll drive, pulls up, nothing. Fires back to Titan Lind. Lind back to McDowell, down to the baseline. Shot away, no good. And a foul called on the Hornets. Two free throws coming up for the Viroqua Blackhawks. So the foul is marked. It'll be the second on Richland Center. And they're going to get this one on Liam Fingerson. Free throw for McDowell. This one in the air, and that is good. Already 3 of 3 from the stripe and ties the score at 5. One more coming up for McDowell. This one in the air, that one is good. 4-4 from the line, and Viroqua leads for the first time tonight. It is 6-5. No pressure in the backcourt, and the Hornets will walk it. Viroqua, 3-2 zone right now. Jaden Shep slings it off now to Brady Dosh. Dosh down to the baseline, Fingerson inside, knocked away by Viroqua, stolen by Hernandez. Up ahead now, knocked away by Fingerson, laying out on the baseline, couldn't save it. It'll be Viroqua basketball along the end line. 14-12 remaining in the first half. 6-5 Viroqua. I believe the timeout was taken on that exchange on the baseline, so we'll step away as well. 6-5 Viroqua, 14-12 remaining in the first half. This is Area Boys Basketball from WRCO Sports.
In rural Hill Point, folks know they can count on Arneson Service and Repair for all their repair needs. With state-of-the-art diagnostic tools and ASE-certified technicians, they've got the know-how to keep your car, truck, lawnmower, and farm equipment running smoothly. From fixing hydraulic hoses to selling ag and auto tires, welding, and custom metal fabricating, they've got you covered. Plus, they're your local dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers and DR power equipment. Give Arneson Service and Repair a call at 986-4300 or visit Arneson's Repair.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
Ball to the right side, Viroqua underway with a 6-5 lead following the timeout. Turning in now is Hernandez. He is trapped and traveled with a basketball. Good defense by the Hornets. And it will go back to Richland Center on the far side. Brady Dosh will put it in play to Jaden Shep. And Jaden to Trayton. Far left side, back to Jaden, top of the circle. And now rings it off the near side. Dosh open, three on the way, no good. Ball fought for and swept away. Dosh had it, now picked up by Bosworth. Down deep, leans in with the left hand. Yes, and he's fouled. Wes Bosworth has 4 points. He'll go to the line and gives the Hornets back the lead at 7-6. Early on tonight, Royal leading Ithaca 18-11. Seneca 18-13 over Riverdale in the first half, boys basketball. Free throw on the way and no good as Bosworth does not complete the three-point play. Potosi Casper leading River Valley 23-14 in the first in girls basketball. Viroqua for three from the corner. On the way, no good for Colton Peterson. Rebound pulled down by Trayton Shep. Shep runs it across the half-court line. Loses. Now gives it off to the near side. Here's a three try by Jaden Shep. No good. Rebound pulled down by Weston. Matthew Weston takes it across the timeline, and Viroqua will set it up. Ball fake, now free throw line jumper on the way, and that one rims off. Rebound Jaden Shep, who corrals the ball and will take it back the other way. Hornets set up the offense. Ball nowhere. Bounce feed off to Dosh. Dosh drives it down low, and it's out of bounds, intending it for Fingerson. Little misconnection there, and Viroqua will get it back. Tyden Lind will check back in for the Viroqua Blackhawks. Richland Center, another year older with some of these players that saw considerable court time a year ago. Lost twice to Viroqua. Weston with a basketball on the near side. Throws it across the timeline. McDowell feeds it to the baseline. Nothing there. Traveling called on Viroqua. It'll go back now to the Blackhawks. Three-quarter court, 12:40 remaining in the opening half of Area Boys Basketball. Shep brings it in. Shep to Shep. Jaden across the timeline, lobs for Brady Dosh. Dosh makes a move for the right wing, back to Jaden, throws it inside Bosworth, makes a move baseline, he draws a crowd, kicks it back out. Jaden Shep shakes the D, 16-footer, banks up. Tipped around, and the rebound pulled down by Fernando Hernandez of Viroqua. And the Blackhawks will scatter with it the other way. Top of the wheel now, pull up, 16-footer on the way, good, and a foul call. Benson McDowell nails a basket and was bumped in the process. So that will put it up for Viroqua. They go to the free throw line, and they take an 8-7 lead with the shot. Girls basketball tonight, Lancaster leading Darlington early on, 14-8 the score in that one. Foul is called on Brady Dosh. That's his first, Richland Center's third. This one on the way, and that is good from the free throw line by McDowell. He's 5 of 5 from the stripe. It is 9-7, Viroqua. Jaden Sheff walks it across the half-court line, slings it over to Brady Dosh. Dosh on a move, gives it right side. Here's Trayton Sheff for three on the rim, no good. But for the rebound pulled down by Viroqua. Blackhawks take it back the other way across the half-court line. They'll get it off to Titan Lind. Lind down to the baseline. Stutter step, keeps the dribble, now tight ropes the baseline. It's knocked out of bounds by the Hornets. Chased down by Richland Center, and the Hornets back on the defense. Viroqua will inbound from the baseline. Titan Lind looking in. Gives the ball a tap. Screens are set. Hornets in a man-to-man defense. Ball comes in play. That's McDowell. Leap in leaner from the low post. On the way, no good. Gets the rebound. Powers back in. Tough shot. Won't stay. Hot floor. Rebound. Shep. Trayton with the basketball across the half-court line. Goes right wing. Trayton looks. Bounce feed off to Fingerson, who meets it in the corner. Liam on a drive. Down low. Takes the defense up and scores! First basket of the year for Liam Fingerson. Ties the score at 9. Viroqua pushing it up toward the half-court line. They are double-teamed. They'll throw it into space and threw it away. Good defense. The Shep brothers on the double-team, and it goes back to the Hornets near the mid-court line now. 11 minutes, 8 seconds remaining in the first half. Jaden Shep catches it. Runs it across the timeline. Gives it near side. Dosh. Dosh over to Shep. Jaden pulls up. Fires to Fingerson. Deep baseline. Back to Jaden Shep. In the corner. Thought about a three. Brings it back to Dosh. Good defense by Viroqua. Near side. Trayton Shep. Shep leaves it off for Fingerson. Bounce feed low. Knocked away by kick up by the almost by a kick there by McDowell. They say it must have not been kicked. It's picked up by Viroqua. And now Lynn down to the baseline. Murdoch turns in, nothing, wings it back out. 10.5 to play in the first half. We're tied at 9. Inside driving is Murdoch, and he is fouled. That'll be the fourth on Richland Center. The ball goes out of bounds for the Viroqua Blackhawks. There have been some battles against one another over the years. Brandon Screedy is in for Viroqua. Garrison Weiss returns for Richland Center. Here's the inbound feed, caught by Pratt, Isaac Pratt on a drive. Brings it off to the near side, kicks it back to Peterson. Colton with the basketball, top of the wheel. Throws it right side. Blackhawks looking with McDowell. Now he'll drive, throws it to the baseline. Pull up, now the bounce feed down low. Turning in is Murdoch, and he got it for the low post. Solomon Murdoch with his second basket. That makes it 11-9, Viroqua. 10 minutes remaining in the first half. Jaden Shep to Trayton, down to the baseline, taken by Weiss. Weiss turns in, nothing, back to Trayton in the corner. Three on the way, no good. Fought for, rebound pulled down by Viroqua. They're getting the boards. No second chance putbacks for the Hornets. Ball comes across the timeline for McDowell. McDowell drives right side, give and go, low shot up, blocked by Gary Weiss. Rejected. Ball comes out to Brady Dosh, and the Hornets take it across the half-court line. Down to the baseline, Shep. Dosh, top of the wheel. Bounce feed near side. Jaden Shep for three. On the rim, no good. Rebound by Bosworth. Wes Bosworth backing in against the double team. Knocked away. Viroqua gets the steal. Good hands there by Screedy. Picked up now by McDowell, and he'll take it across the half-court line. McDowell on the left side between the knees dribble. Down low, knocked away by Shep. And Hornets lost it out of bounds. It will be Viroqua basketball. Good defense. Not much happening on the inside, that's for sure. Matthew Weston is in for Viroqua, Richland Center. Bringing in Cutler Palmer. Brady Dosh comes out. 11-9 Viroqua. Blackhawks put it in. And they'll fire it out to Colton Peterson. Peterson down to the baseline. throws it across the lane. Picked off by Jaden Shep. Shep bringing it. Half court. Down deep. Tough shot on the way. And good. Jaden Shep ties the score at 11. 8:48 remaining in the first half. Viroqua basketball. The Blackhawks are double-teamed. Great defense taken away by Jaden Shep. Pull away for a two. Lays it in. Good. Hornets take the lead on back-to-back baskets by Jaden Shep. 13-11 here in the opening half. Viroqua feeling the pressure on that half-court trap. Nowhere to go. The Blackhawks bring it across. Left side, McDowell throwing it in. Knocked away by the Hornets. Picked up now by Palmer. He'll bring it up to the corner. Now Jaden Shep, three on the way. No good. Rims off. Ball saved now by Palmer. Back to Jaden Shep. Palmer in the deep corner. Overload near side. Hornets taken away by Viroqua. They get another steal. Hornets have turned it over a few times here. Viroqua trying to take advantage. Here's a three try for the lead on the rim. No good. Bouncing off there for Pratt and now rebounded by Jaden Shep. And the Hornets take it back on the offense. Trayton Shep down deep to Weiss. Can't hang on. Ball out of bounds. It'll belong to Viroqua. Coming in is Fernando Hernandez. And Richland Center will fall back on the defensive side. Coming up at halftime, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. We'll talk about an upcoming event for the Richland Center boys and girls basketball teams. That's in our high school sport news tonight, sponsored by Dairyland Transportation. Viroqua with the basketball, tied in Lind with the dribble on the left side. Bounce feed, high post, Murdoch. Kicks it out. Three try for the wing is good for Benson McDowell. And Viroqua takes the lead. 14-13. Blackhawks across the timeline. Brady Dosh in front of the fans. Over to the top of the circle. Trayton Shep. Bosworth free throw line. Turns in. Puts it on the floor. Ripped away by Viroqua. They get another steal. Tied at Lynn. Going back door. Knocked away by Bosworth. Throws it off Viroqua. And it's going to be Richland Center basketball. Bosworth falling out of bounds, got it off of Hernandez, and Richland Center gets it back, down by one. Walking the basketball is Trayton Shep. Shep, right side, slings it to the baseline. There's Cutler Palmer, throws it back now, top of the circle. Shep, back to Palmer, bounce feed leave for Weiss, lost it out of bounds. May have been, let's see, was it tipped? We're going to talk about it a little bit. Coming into the game again is Jaden Shep after a brief rest. Ball is retrieved by, that's Coach Troxell. I believe he has a birthday today. I think I read that early this morning. It was a long time ago, but I remember. Ball comes in play. Trayton Shep throws it low. Knocked away again. Viroqua gets another steal. Weston tight ropes the baseline. Bosworth knocks it out of bounds. It will be Viroqua basketball. The Blackhawks doing a good job of forcing turnovers here on the Hornets. Hornets trying to do the same now. McDowell with the basketball. Back to Weston. Weston across the timeline. Throws to the baseline. Hernandez drives. Lane is up, no good. And lost out of bounds. It'll belong to Richland Center. The Hornets get it back here. 6:35 remaining in the first half. It's going to be an exciting season for Richland Center. Lots of experience back. They've got the chance to be in every game that they play. All comes in now to Dosh. Down to the baseline. Weiss drives in. Shot blocked by Viroqua. Weiss has it blocked by McDowell. And the Blackhawks take it the other way. Across the timeline. Left side, it's Lind. Lind drives to the paint and calls for traveling. The turnover gives it back to Richland Center. Viroqua typically has not put on pressure until you get to half court. Ball comes across the timeline. Far side, Shep.